welcome to Unnews. I'm Rob, and I'm not wearing any pants. Dental hygienist Larry Bendavid has long been known for his zany office antics, his cans of silly string, water squirting flowers, and inappropriate touches at the company picnic have all become staples of his relaxed, sociable working environment. Says Bendavid, "I like to make the patients feel as if we're friends, so I play little jokes here and there. So you wake up from a cavity filling with a ball sack drawn on your face with a magic marker? So what? Isn't that what friends do?" Dr. Bendavid then pauses to adjust his oversized clown shoes. Unfortunately for the good doctor, not everyone in Olympia agrees with his Patch Adams style of dental care. Actually, that statement is false. Everyone in Olympia agrees with Dr. Bendavid's Patch Adams style of dental care, except for one remarkably drab Washington woman named Elsie Dunhurst. Ms. Dunhurst, an assistant to Dr. Bendavid, did not take kindly to his typical chili powder chewing gum, or his regular practice of throwing firecrackers into the woman's restroom while the one toilet bathroom was occupied. But the real straw that broke Miss Dunhurst's camel-like back occurred in April of this year, when Dr. Bendavid surgically replaced her teeth with the tusks of a walrus. Lisping her words terribly, Miss Dunhurst filed suit. However, the arduously long trial came to a closing today as the state's high court handed down a landmark decision in Dr. Bendavid's favor. Judge Harry Sloan read his prevailing opinion aloud to Miss Dunhurst, who had since removed her walrus tusks.
Order! Order in the court, I say, order! Order. It's more like it. We, the panel of the highest court in the state of Washington, do so find the plaintiff, Elsie Dunhurst, to be a humorless killjoy devoid of the capacity for laughter, the comprehension of comedy, or the ability to conceivably function in an atmosphere of levity. Levity. As such, this court orders the plaintiff to get a fucking sense of humor and stop bringing frivolous lawsuits before this assembly. As part of our ruling, the court decrees that the plaintiff shall attend no less than 3 stand-up comedy acts, preferably the performances of Chris Rock, Dave Attell, or Jim Norton, and shall be made to view at least 3 hours' worth of quality comedic cinema, to be approved by Judge Robert Abrams, a foremost authority on comedy and film. We feel that this ruling will help Miss Dunhurst realize the comedic spirit which dwells in the heart of all people, great and small.
Upon the ruling's announcement, Dr. Bendavid made one final statement to the court. I'm extremely pleased with this ruling and thank the court for their understanding in this matter. Seriously, if I'd known what a frigid bitch she was, I really wouldn't have hired her. I invite everyone on the panel to my office for free dental exams and some delicious homemade chocolate mousse. Don't worry, it won't explode. Dr. Bendavid's chocolate mousse party is scheduled for next Thursday. Thank you for joining me on Encyclopedia. This has been Unnews. I'm Rob. Good night for a potluck.